The committee has been uniquely placed to hear from some of the most vulnerable in our society, as well as real innovators and thought leaders, and the charity sector that has been a lifeline to so many. So far, Tynwald has agreed a definition of poverty, but it's disappointing we do not yet have the data to convert that into the number of people in poverty on our island. One thing is for certain, the recent rises in inflation, the international gas crisis, and pandemic have not made life any easier for those where life wasn't easy to begin with. We have also agreed that the minimum wage should transition to the living wage within the lifetime of this administration, a move that we estimate will help 16% of the lowest paid on our island find real dignity in work and support government's policy that people are better off in work. We will see benefit rates linked to the living wage for the first time, and I believe that in this we will be leading the way in justifying to our population how we set these rates in a way not achieved in other jurisdictions, such as the UK.